Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast where we uncover the secrets of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who've used public speaking to skyrocket their businesses and their bottom line. Get ready for captivating stories, valuable insights, and practical wisdom from the trailblazers who've mastered the art of the stage. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara, and I'm thrilled to bring their experiences and expertise directly to you. Let's get started. Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, where we dive deep into the world of public speaking and its transformative power in propelling success. Each episode, we bring you the stories and the insights of individuals who've mastered the art of communication and leveraged it with public speaking to reach the pinnacle of their industries. So get ready to be inspired, informed, and equipped with the tools to elevate your speaking game. Joining us today is a visionary leader who has mastered the intricate dance between law, entrepreneurship, and effective leadership. With his company, Royal Legal Solutions, he's not only revolutionized the way that real estate investments are protected, but has also provided invaluable insights into maximizing productivity through strategic systems. Having served thousands of clients across all 50 states, he's become synonymous with safeguarding assets and empowering investors to thrive. But Scott Royal Smith's expertise extends beyond legal frameworks. As a former litigation attorney, he possesses a profound understanding of the power of language in achieving objectives. His journey from the courtroom to the boardroom has equipped him with a unique perspective on leveraging language for success. And now he's on the brink of sharing his wealth of knowledge in his upcoming book, The Power of No Bull Leadership, Going Beyond Buzzwords and Getting Better Results, where he distills his leadership strategies honed as CEO and founder of Royal Legal Solutions. So get ready to gain invaluable insights as we delve into Scott's world and his expertise. Scott, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
So gotta talk about where this all began for you, because I love the journey and I gotta know the why. So will you share with us what initially drove your passion with real estate, but you were a litigation attorney. So what's it more for? Is it more about real estate or more about the law for you?
Yeah, it's actually about like neither one of those things. Like the real question that I've been working on since the time I was a kid was really looking at other people and then wondering about what actually is a really great life. What does that actually mean? And one of the big turning points for me was actually when I picked up the 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And that's when I first got to learn about, life is like this road trip. And you have these businesses that are basically about just how to get gas so you can put it in the car and go on the road trip. Well, getting into the law and buying my first commercial property when I was in law school and flipping it to graduate after law school to be able to graduate without debt and continue to buy real estate, work as a litigation attorney, found Royal Legal Solutions to essentially be my own personal family office that I allowed some other people to come into to help me, you know, pay for things and for all the support that I wanted for my own investing life, and how that's grown for other sense was actually all just an accident. It was just following the natural flow of how do I do this thing called what is the life experience that I want and how do I have enough gas to make sure I can put it in the car predictably so I can continue to live the kind of life that I want to live.
Boy, you figured this out really early. I remember that book. It had a great deal of impact on me as well. And it really opened up a door for people. So I'm glad to hear that's been such a big part of your journey while you're still doing really interesting things. One thing I know about you, you're a fun guy. I mean, we just talked about, you've just come in to do this interview from doing ice climbing.
Yeah, I'm out in Ouray right now for the next 2 months. So I'm doing the thing that I like to do, which is I'll go out to where's the best place in the world that I can go do something. So ice climbing is Ouray, Colorado is the best place, one of the best places in the world to go do that. It's like known as like the Switzerland of the United States. And then I find guides and I say, I'll take 2 months. I work with the highest level professionals I can find to make me an expert in some type of outdoor activity or investing thing that I'm doing or business thing that I'm doing, whatever I'm interested in. And that's how I have fun. I have fun by like really deep, intensive learning with the highest level professionals that I can get around.
So you really look at work a lot differently than other people do. And that's pretty fascinating. And in the meantime, you've had some accomplishments. You wrote an 8-part asset protection ebook called No More Than Your Attorney. God, tell me about that. What inspired you to create it, and tell us what it's about?
Yeah. So all these books, I mean, you know, all of those books, those ebooks, the Noble Leadership book, the vault that we have, which is a collection of, you know, all the PDFs, video resources and trainings that we have on asset protection, estate planning, tax, insurance, and investing, that's free through the royallegalsolutions.com website. Those are actually all just ways in which that I've been able to say, great, here's the whole body of knowledge that I have about this topic area. I'm going to organize it and produce materials to share everything that I know about this area. And then I don't ever want to talk about it again, if I can avoid it, because I want to move on to the next topic of like whatever the thing is that I'm trying to figure out next. And then if anybody's like, hey, I want to know about that, I can just point them to those resources. You want to know about money and business and entrepreneurship or leadership or investing or how to do company structuring or tax shelters or whatever the case may be? Here's a free resource. Go educate yourself. And if you have some questions, then talk to me or my team about what questions you might have.
That's incredible. You have accumulated all this information and you're giving it away for free.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point, right? I mean, the whole point is about, I think, is to make like life a lot easier on other people. And then your business is just to help people that need it done for them, right? And that's what Royal Legal Solutions is on the asset protection, estate planning, tax, and investing side of things is just, yeah, you can either go learn everything from all the resources I produced and you can do it all yourself, and it'll take you somewhere between 2 and 5 years to get the right team, systems, processes, and familiarity, or you can have it done in 6 weeks and say, great, that's where we should charge people money, is when we can make them money by partnering together. Otherwise, I'm a big proponent of saying, you know, the most fun thing you can do is actually create the best information resources, because it's really hard to do. And at the end of the day, the people that are going to give you money are going to give you money, and the people that are going to just want information are just going to want information. So you never lose by just making the best information and putting it out there.
I have never heard anybody phrase this the way you have or position things this way. I mean, that's really exciting that you're helping a lot of people. And I would imagine once they've taken a look at a lot of your materials and seen what your strategies are, they do want to hire you to come in and, you know, take care of it for them.
Well, it's important to know is just that not everybody is a customer. Like, I think this is a big mistake that entrepreneurs and that business people make, because they think everybody's a customer. It's not true. The people that are customers are already going to be customers before they even know about you. They've already decided, I want to give somebody money to be able to take care of this thing in my life. The other people that are out there, they've already decided they don't want to give somebody money. And what they really want to have somebody take care of it. And what they really want is just the information. But true customers are looking a way to validate who really knows what the heck they're doing. And the way they validate that in modern times is typically looking at content and saying how organized your content is, how well you can teach it, how methodical that it's presented, actually tells them that you're smart enough for them to hire, to be able to do this thing for them, because there's so many people that they can hire that have good sales pitches that can't deliver. So it's your content, which is actually your new business card, to say, you know, who's qualified to do something. And you never lose by putting it out, because the people that aren't your customers just aren't your customers. So they don't matter anyway, from like a sure dollars and cents business perspective.
It's so straightforward, and it's really true about you. You do simplify complex things. That's beautiful. I really appreciate that. Well, so tell me, once you accomplished all of that, and once you've gotten this strategy down, how did public speaking play into what you were doing? Do you find you do a lot of that? And what have been the results from that?
Yeah, so I grew up doing like stage theater, but I don't know how much of that really just helped with, besides the fact of just being really comfortable in front of people. Because honestly, it doesn't matter whether you're comfortable or uncomfortable. Like, your comfortable ability level is actually irrelevant. What's really important is that you have something that's important to share, and you have something that's like communicated in a way that's insightful to help simplify something that otherwise people are confused about. I think the big mistake we all make is that we think that other people understand things the way that we do. And we also think that they can understand a lot. And that's not the case, really. Most people actually have no clue about most. They're mostly confused all the time and about most things. And so what they really need is from you, with whatever it is that you bring to the world that helps make people's lives better, more beautiful and exciting, is a very simple message that resonates to them on a level of truth that they say, well, that's obviously true. Wow, isn't that, well, that's obviously the case, right? And then that truth should be strong enough to help them, guide them in the direction of what they need to do next. And so public speaking is, to me, that's what it really is about, is how do you communicate something that is in a way that's simple enough and a powerful enough truth to be able to hit somebody on an emotional level to say, like, man, that whole area of my life, whether it's about money or business or the things that we were just talking about here about who's your customer, is simple and powerful enough to say, like, oh, I just had a huge reaction inside of myself of clarity by hearing that. And it's easy, because all you have to do is, if you want to find out what your message is as a public speaker, is to be able to start communicating with people about whatever it is that you know, and then wait for those like aha moments of like, oh, that particular phraseology, that particular thought, that particular idea happened to make the other person light up. Their eyes got bigger, their face reacted. And then you say, cool, I'm just going to write that down, because that's a thing that hits other people. Seems basic to me, but they seem to really react to it. And so podcasting and stuff like that is a great way to do it. It's actually how I test all my marketing, how I test everything, is actually getting in conversations with you and other podcast hosts to be able to see like what actually is making people light on fire right now of all of the things that I can share about life, business, investing, or whatever.
I love this. I really love this. It's such a fresh, clear, succinct point. Now, let me ask you, you also run a leadership program, right? I mean, you focus a lot on leadership and on team building. So translate this to passing this on to your team and representing the company as a team.
Yeah. I think the big mistake that everybody makes about leadership is has anything to do with other people. And I don't really believe that's the case anymore. I think like the other people are actually a byproduct of what's going on. That the true leadership that's really happening at the fundamental level that actually matters is the leadership that's going on inside of yourself. So it's this aspect of, you know, we're typically used to saying is like, oh, I'm the leader. That other person works for me. And my job is to try to get them to do what I want. Right. I mean, this is like a typical management leadership thing. Management says, I beat him with a stick. Leadership says, typically says, I'm going to get him really excited to be able to do it. And that's about as deep as the analysis goes with any leadership thing I could find anybody really talking about. That's just different ways of being able to do that. My approach and belief system and what I teach my team about is that it actually has nothing to do with the other people. It actually has everything to do with what's just going on inside of you. Because what the truth is whatever you're discovering, struggling with that's outside of you are all things that are happening inside of you, right? So you are aware currently of a bunch of things you should be doing in your life that if you did them, your life would be better off, right? Mm-hmm. Fair enough? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could probably list them all out and say, hey, these are all the things I know I should be doing. Now, if we looked at this and we tracked this over time, what we would find is, and I can say this is true because this is 100% true with every client I've ever worked with, they would say, actually, I have enough time and I have enough money to be able to go do all the things I need to be doing. Because like, well, I need to get fit. And I'm like, well, you're not doing 20 pushups every day, which will take you 1 minute. Like, you have time, you have space in your life to do something, but you're actually doing nothing. So what's really happening here? And so this is the critical question, is that is you being an unruly employee inside of yourself. And when you can learn how to lead yourself through being able to go do something that's like that, then you will have learned how to help somebody else do it. Because the reality is, everybody that works for you actually wants you to be really happy with them. They really want to give you what it is that you want. The problem is they can't do 20 pushups and they don't know how, and you can't beat them enough to make them do it unless you are going to. Right? By like hammering them over them and over and over again. And this is like what they call micromanagement. So if you really want to be a great leader, my approach is say, all you really have to do is just start working on yourself and then help other people overcome the obstacles that are standing in their own way of being able to do what they always wanted to do, which is to make you really happy and thrilled and overjoyed with what it is they can do.
You break it down and it feels so simple. So is this, would you say that this is one of the major tenets in your new book, The Power of No Bull Leadership Beyond Buzzwords? Do you feel that that's part of a strong message that's in this book?
Yeah, communicated in a lot of different ways, right? So we'll talk a lot in that book, we'll talk a lot around it, right? Because this truth is actually such a powerful truth that if I tell it to you, you say it all sounds true. And then the question is next is how do I actually implement it? What does it actually look like in a practical application? And that's what we're doing in the book. We're saying here's theory, here's examples, here's applications. So you can start to get a flavor of, where is this working, where does it not work with very on, and on various spectrums, right? Because it's actually not binary. This thing is actually always happening inside of like a spectrum of effectiveness. And this is what we call good leadership versus bad leadership. And it's why we can't really quantify what good leadership actually means, but we know we can feel it, is because it's actually a level of clarity and power that's happening inside of somebody. And then we can feel that whenever we meet them, and we can feel that from them when they're somebody that's leading us. But that's the truth of what's really happening. And so the book will give you lots of examples and smaller things so you can start to have more practical application about like what's going on in your life.
So tell me, when does this book come out?
It's a good
Ah, that's
question.
the trick. When's that
So
coming out?
everybody will have to stay posted. One of the issues that I have, right, is that I'm always testing everything to be able to make sure that I have a complete resource like when it releases, So, but if everybody, wants to anybody wants to follow this, just go to royallegalsolutions.com and provide, download something, get access to the vault or whatever the case may be, and you'll be like on our marketing list. And then that's where you'll get all of the communications about when everything's going to come out, what are the free resources and video trainings that are going to be online for free about them, and when I'm going to be doing some group coaching and that kind of stuff around that for other people that are looking to do this thing called like, how can I increase my leadership skills so I can live life at the highest level? And that's really what I'm endeavoring to do in my life.
I think I can hear a lot of keyboards typing right now to get a hold of your program. I really don't have a doubt that everybody's going to be there. I know I'm going to be checking out. I had no idea. I had no idea how much you had in the vault that you're sharing out there for free. That's so different. I really appreciate that. And I think that'll really help these listeners. I think they're going to be as curious as I am. So, thank you so much for being the kind of guy you are. So, let me ask you, looking back on your journey, tell me what lessons have you learned that you got from starting out, but what advice would you give to people now who are, coming up into real estate or they're aspiring entrepreneurs? What's one piece of advice that you would send them along with?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Because to try to get it down to like one thing, it's really easy to waste your whole life. It's really easy to do. And in fact, I think most people do it. I think if you go, and all you have to really do to know this is go to an old folks home. Go to old folks home and start talking to people that are there. Not about like what was the most valuable thing of their life, what was the things that they wish they would have done more of. And it's almost always about travel, relationships, and wishing they would have taken more risk. These are the things that that the average person is aware of. Now, what the average person isn't even aware of is that their whole life could have been radically different if they would have had more clarity about what was important to them earlier on. Because otherwise, what really seems to be happening is we're living out a life that's programmed. It's a life of people that other people, like our parents and whoever else that's out there that we look up to or whatever, tells us this is what's going to make us happy. But our actual life experience is that we're all miserable. We're all half depressed. Half of us are on antidepressants. The other half of us are clinically obese. And so we have to start looking, I think, at these things, these kinds of questions very carefully to say, if the whole world around me is sick, then what does health look like? And perhaps the thing that I can really get to is healthy is deeply looking inside of myself of what is it that I really want? What is the life experience that I'm looking for? How do I want to be feeling? And then doing the really hard work of saying, how am I going to work towards being able to feel like this and have more of that kind of life experience, knowing that I'm going to die and it all doesn't matter anyway.
That's a little bit fatalist, but I will say,
well, tell me who escapes it. I mean, well, honestly, if nobody escapes death, then the question is why do we care so much about what all of these other things are, all of these other metrics and objectives and all these other things that people are going to try to tell us are successful, that we say, I can't do whatever I want to do, it's most important to me in life, because I must go do XYZ thing or live up to XYZ expectations that other people set for me. And so what I'm not trying to talk about is being like dismal and sad about the fact. I think it's actually freeing. It's freeing in the sense that it says, whatever you believe, there's going to come a point that all of your time is going to be over that you have here. And so then at that point, the only thing that could possibly matter to you is, did I do the stuff that was most important to me and that I felt the most alive and aligned with? Because there actually never was anything else that actually mattered.
You know, this is one of my favorite kinds of conversations, super thought provoking. It really makes you walk around all sides of it. As you were talking, I was thinking to myself, you know, I run into more serial entrepreneurs, people trying to keep all the balls in the air and have a plan B and a plan C to make sure they're covered. And do I think they're all happy or having a good time doing what they're doing? And I honestly, if I try and think about it, not too many people that I know of are so excited about being time starved. It's really not about the money. It's about keeping all these balls in the air. For what? For what in the end? And
it's for nobody gets, and from nobody, other people.
Yeah, and nobody gets to the last day of their life and says, boy, I wish I'd worked another day. They always say, I wish I'd spent more time with my kids. I wish I'd let my wife know how much I loved her. I wish I'd traveled and seen the world instead of watching it on TV. I think that's very true. You're right on the money on this.
And I think all you have to really do, you know, is because if you think that working really hard only gets you respect from other people that are playing the same game you are, it doesn't get you any respect from anybody who's actually not doing it, right? Because they're like, how much are you enjoying your life?
It's really a mindset, though. Do you remember? I mean, depending what age group you're in, I remember that it being, you know, working hard is for what you earn or for what you do in life. You need to have focus and you need to work hard. Though
says who?
It says a generation.
It says a bunch of other people.
Right? They're all working really hard.
They're all working really hard.
I want you to go with them.
And what I'm offering to consider is that all of these messages that come out about like, I need to work really hard, I got to do all this, look at what's happening. Half of the people are on antidepressants. More than half of us are clinically obese. And if all of that isn't a reflection of the kinds of belief systems and thinking that we have, then I don't know what could be the cause of it. Because it seems to me that my life, if I just look at me, is a reflection mostly of what are the belief systems that I run.
Sure, absolutely. Right?
And so perhaps this is a societal, you know, type of thing. And so, you know, it's, and I'm not saying don't work hard. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if the question really comes down to is like, what's the one thing that, you know, that I would really consider about looking at my, like that I would communicate to my younger self or talk to like a business or an entrepreneur or somebody in the workforce about, it's the absolute importance of taking all the time and the space and the energy that's necessary to get down to the very core of what's important to you and to work from that place and never losing from that place and willing to let everything else in your life burn to the ground to stay true to that place, because that place is your rock. That's your real truth. And if you can build your house on a rock, then it'll stand and it'll stand for forever. And you'll have a happy, healthy, amazing life. If you build your house on sand just because it's expedient, then it'll fall down. And that wasn't me. I think that was like in the Bible or something that talks about that.
I think this is a really timely conversation, and you're absolutely right. The people that are working the hardest, it's funny, you live in America, not that America is perfect, but it's probably easier to live here than a lot of places as far as more opportunity available. And yet we seem to be the unhappiest. Honestly, you go to other countries and they're doing a lot less with a lot less, and they seem a lot happier. So I run into that a lot in my travels. So mm-hmm. I think you brought up some really good thought-provoking questions and or answers and questions. I want to ask you, what's next for you? You're trying to finish the book or get it to, you know, giving birth to the book. So that's the next thing. But whether it's personal or whether it's business, what's coming up for you that you're most excited about?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, I'm really excited about this launch inside of Royal Legal Solutions, where we've really gotten across a finishing point where now we're able to take in people, save them a bunch of money on taxes, and then help them get that money invested, protect it with all their asset protection structures and do all their estate planning, because that company is built to do that function. To be able to handle all of like all of the aspects of money from start to finish. And my personal belief for myself and what I'm helping people with right now is to say, well, financial freedom is really just step one of a game that there's actually multiple steps to. But most people will actually never get through step one, which is I have bulletproofed my income. I got plenty of gas to go in the car. The second step is actually like, where the heck do I go on this road trip? What's that going to be like? And how do I do this thing called like living life at a higher level? You know, the things that maybe you've read in the books about like how life can actually be an effortless expression of joy, connection, and exploration and curiosity. I'll tell you, from a person that was grinding for over 10 years and that has gone through this transition, that it absolutely can. I can also tell you that it's one of the most difficult things that I've ever done. As to make that transition from step one to step two. So my company Royal Legal Solutions is there to be able to, you know, as all the attorneys, CPAs and BAs, investment advisors and whatever, to be able to help everybody through step one as fast as possible. So that way I can start helping more people in step two, which is how do we tackle this question together about how do we live life at the highest level? What does that mean? How do we do it? Who are the best people we can learn from?
Love this. Scott, this is a completely different interview than I expected. I'm going to tell you right up, really beautiful, the things that you've said today, and I'm very appreciative of it. I think it's super timely. And so my final question to you, and I don't know how you're going to boil this down, but tell me, what accomplishment are you most proud of and why?
Sitting, meditating.
Really?
Thinking, no thinking. It's I mean, the reason why is because it's the hardest thing to do. The hardest thing to do is actually to sit perfectly still, to work on having no thoughts going through your head and experiencing the absolute incredible feeling of love and peace that is actually naturally always there the moment that you just stop. And it's the hardest thing to do.
That's the hardest thing to do. My husband and I do that every morning, and we are not always successful. We make the commitment to do it, but it's not so easy to get to all the time. But when you get there, it makes all the difference in the world. But it is a practice. I mean, it is really a commitment to learn to meditate. So that's really made a huge difference to you.
It's a 10x move, because all my best thinking, you know, I've wasted months or years of my life with bad thinking because of whatever I was thinking just actually wasn't on point for what really needed to happen. And millions of dollars lit it on fire because of bad thinking. And meditating is actually the single most effective tool to make sure that my thinking is actually the absolute sharpest.
Jeez, this is so helpful, I know, to everybody out there. And I just want to say to you, your insights today, I'm sure they're blowing away the audience, and it was unexpected for them as well. And your journey from legal trenches to now, you know, really entrepreneurial heights, I mean, really teaching people, giving away valuable information that's going to help them with their business, is really badass. So I just want to say thank you for your commitment to teaching people about, you know, they're able to get access to things that will help them safeguard their assets and mastering communication and looking at leadership from an entirely different way. There's just no way for me to tell you this. This has been really a joy to have you on the show. And for those of you that are interested in, and I know you are, interested in getting more information about Scott and what he's offering, go to royallegalsolutions.com. And don't forget to keep an eye out for Scott's upcoming book. I know you'll be able to find it on Amazon. It's called The Power of No Bull Leadership Beyond Buzzwords. I know it will be on Amazon ultimately, right? But can they get it to your website?
Yeah, I know. You can get it on Amazon.
Okay. So I just want to thank you again for being an incredibly interesting and thought-provoking guest, Scott. Really, I enjoyed this.
No, it's my pleasure. You're an amazing host, Kelly. And thank you so much for the opportunity to come and talk with you.
Well, to all you listeners, thanks for tuning in again to the Six-Figure Speaker Spotlight to learn from those who've leveraged public speaking to share their message and better establish their authority and grow their business. And your support's what helps us grow the channel. So if you enjoyed this episode, gosh, I want you to know that I'd love your comments. And please feel free to share the episodes with, you know, people that follow you, because our mission is to make a difference and help you navigate the waters of public speaking and encourage you to share your business with more ease. So I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara. And as always, I look forward to our next conversation. Thanks again, Scott.
Thanks, Kelly.
I want to thank you for joining us on this episode of the Six-Figure Speaker Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive once again into the remarkable stories and insights of our incredible guests. Their experiences and wisdom are not just meant to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable steps to take on your own path to success. Remember, you have a story to tell, and your voice has the power to transform your business and make lasting impact. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an empowering conversation. We'd also appreciate it if you could leave us a review and share the show with your friends, colleagues, and your fellow visionaries. Until next time, keep speaking, keep growing, and keep reaching to make your difference. This is Kelly O'Hara, signing off from the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.